10 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Thursday. You got Mike Sinclair on the air in for Jack O'Malley, and time to chat with Dave Lorenz from Travel Michigan. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Mike. How are we doing?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
All right. Getting ready, actually. I'm in Detroit this week doing a media tour of the Detroit area with about 30 travel writers from all over the country. And as soon as I'm done with this on Sunday, I head up to the area that we're going to talk about today.
And I understand that's going to be Chippewa County today.
Chippewa County, absolutely, in that northeast sector, actually way up in the Upper Peninsula. So we're talking about the area that generally, if you want to look at the map, it'd be from like Whitefish Point to the north, over to the Sioux to the northeast, down to like Drummond Island to the southeast of the Upper Peninsula, and then kind of over to the bridge. It's kind of in that general region. And it really is a great place to visit. My family and our friends, we visited that area for a summer vacation, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, had a great time. Of course, if you're in the area, the number one thing that people will generally like to do is go look at the Sioux Locks. We tend to forget how important the state of Michigan is to the overall economy of the world and certainly to the country. The Sioux Locks, if you were to look at one transportation system in this region, meaning the United States and Canada and such, the Sioux Locks would probably be considered the most important transportation network that we have. It's incredibly important that those locks allow the water traffic to get through and to transport all those big iron ore ships and other ships that are transporting things from way in the far west of Lake Superior and Minnesota and such like that, all the way down through into the ocean. And, of course, you've got to go through the locks. Well, you as a traveler can do that. It's a good time. You can get on a cruise boat and do a dinner tour, or you can just kind of go through the locks and see what it's like. You'll be right alongside, very likely, one of the big freight ships as you get raised or lowered 21 feet to equalize the levels of Lake Superior and Lake Huron. So it's a great deal of fun. Really recommend you do that. Now, some other things in that area that you might want to look for, Detour Village, really known in that area for, among other things, wooden boats, but they've been around for about 200 years. They have a nice little local museum. They have a maritime park right down by the ferry dock, and they actually have a little botanical garden, which is pretty cool. You can look at the frog ponds and nature trail and kind of just enjoy sitting in the park benches and taking it easy, watching the freighters go by. A couple other quick things I recommend for the Chippewa County area. Make sure not to miss Drummond Island, especially if you're into nature. They have a very unique topography and land mass there that you'll find rock there at Drummond Island that you won't find anywhere else in the world exposed. But it's a great place for hiking and biking and all the other great things, including golfing. They have a great golf course. And, of course, birding in the area. Speaking of birding, up in Paradise, way up there in that Whitefish Point area, it really is a beautiful area, a lot of trees, a lot of great nature. Among other things, the Great Lake Shipwreck Museum, not too far away from where the Edmund Fitzgerald went down. You can actually see the bell of the Edmund Fitzgerald as well as many other great artifacts and exhibits at the Great Lake Shipwreck Museum. And then the final thing I'll tell you about that area, and probably the most wonderful outdoor nature product in that area would be Tequamenon Falls. Tequamenon Falls State Park is right there, 52,000 acres. You can hike from one fall to the other fall. I'd recommend taking the upper fall down to the lower fall, a little bit easier, but it's a great, beautiful falls to look at. You're going to see that golden-colored water. It's not polluted. It's just the tannins from the trees, from the leaves, making it look that beautiful color. So check that whole area out up in Chippewa County. And if you'd like more information, just go to Michigan.org. We'll be there for you 24/7 to provide info for you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dave. We appreciate you spending the time with us and let us know a little bit more about Chippewa County. Appreciate that.
You bet. Thank
all
you, Mike.
Thank
we'll
you.
Talk to you guys next week.
Sounds great. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.